Ellen White's objective. As the meeting advanced and the positions of the participants became clear, Ellen White moved into the confrontation. "My burden during the meeting was to present Jesus and his love before my brethren, for I saw marked evidences that many had not the Spirit of Christ. My mind was kept in peace, stayed upon God, and I felt sad to see that a different spirit had come into the experience of our brother ministers, and that it was leavening the camp. I was able to sleep but a few hours. I was writing all hours of the morning, frequently rising at 2 o'clock and at 3 a.m. and relieving my mind by writing upon the subjects that were presented before me. My heart was pained to see the spirit that controlled some of our ministering brethren, and this spirit seemed to be contagious. There was much talking done. When I plainly stated my faith, there were many who did not understand me, and they reported that Sister White had changed. Sister White was influenced by her son W.C. White and by Elder A.T. Jones. Of course, such a statement coming from the lips of those who had known me for years, who had grown up with the third angel's message and had been honored by the confidence and faith of our people, must have influence. I became the subject of remarks and criticism, but no one of our brethren came to me and made inquiries or sought any explanation from me. We tried most earnestly to have all our ministering brethren rooming in the house meet in an unoccupied room and unite our prayers together, but did not succeed in this but two or three times. They chose to go to their rooms and have their conversation and prayers by themselves. There did not seem to be any opportunity to break down the prejudice that was so firm and determined, no chance to remove the misunderstanding in regard to myself, my son, and E.J. Wagoner and A.T. Jones. From morning to morning, Ellen White met with the workers, at times reading what she had written during the early hours as the Spirit of the Lord had been leading her mind. Regarding an early morning workers' meeting, she reported, "The remark was made, 'If our views of Galatians are not correct, then we have not the third angel's message, and our position goes by the board, there is nothing to our faith.' I said, 'Brethren, here is the very thing I have been telling you. This statement is not true. It is an extravagant, exaggerated statement. If it is made in the discussion of this question, I shall feel it my duty to set this matter before all that are assembled, and whether they hear or forbear, tell them the statement is incorrect. The question at issue is not a vital question and should not be treated as such.' Elder Wagoner," she reported, "had taken a straightforward course, not involving personalities, to thrust anyone or to ridicule anyone. He conducted the subject as a Christian gentleman should, in a kind and courteous manner." Ellen White felt she had done all that she could do in presenting the light the Lord had given her, and she thought to quietly withdraw from the conference. To do so would be in harmony with a predetermined course of action of which she wrote, "I have pledged myself by a solemn vow to God that wherever this spirit of contempt and unkindness and want of love should exist, I would lay it out in clear lines before my brethren, show them the sinfulness of their course, and with decided testimony turn the current if possible. If I could not succeed, then I would withdraw myself from the meetings, for I am afraid to be in such gatherings lest I shall be leavened with the prevailing spirit." But she discovered that this was not God's plan. She was not to be released from her responsibility to be there as his messenger. She recounted the experience. "When I purposed to leave Minneapolis, the angel of the Lord stood by me and said, 'Not so, God has a work for you to do in this place. The people are acting over the rebellion of Korah, Dathan, and Abiram. I have placed you in your proper position, which those who are not in the light will not acknowledge, they will not heed your testimony, but I will be with you, my grace and power shall sustain you.'" In solemn words the angel continued, opening up still further the true situation there at Minneapolis. "It is not you they are despising, but the messengers and the message I sent to my people. They have shown contempt for the word of the Lord. Satan has blinded their eyes and perverted their judgment, and unless every soul shall repent of this their sin, this unsanctified independence that is doing insult to the Spirit of God, they will walk in darkness. I will remove the candlestick out of his place except they repent and be converted, that I should heal them. They have obscured their spiritual eyesight. They would not that God should manifest his Spirit and his power, for they have a spirit of mockery and disgust at my word. Lightness, trifling, jesting, and joking are daily practiced. They have not set their hearts to seek me. They walk in the sparks of their own kindling, and unless they repent, they shall lie down in sorrow. Thus saith the Lord, stand at your post of duty, for I am with thee, and will not leave thee nor forsake thee. These words from God I have not dared to disregard.